a 5HRY, if you want that go portable. The frequency there, Henry, over.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, still morning over here. VA 3HRY.
Yeah, I learned something new about the Whisper Rock. On the TRX, it tells you a grid map a little closer than what the map does, and it indicates that my Pico is over the oh my goodness, what do you call that place? No, not Brazil. The pass that Trump is trying to get back. The Panama Canal, yeah. It's over the Panama Canal. Thanks to the wife. Got a better memory than I do. Over.
Emil, are you saying your balloon is over the Panama Canal now? Wow.
Yeah, ironically, if you look to windy.com and you go down to the equator line, or more or less, it looks like there's a weather line that that goes east to west. So if it goes down into there, looks like my balloon's going to be going back towards Australia instead of coming towards Brazil. There, over.
Hey, you know, that's awesome. don't take this the wrong way, but I hope it does go further south. So it does, I'd like to see it go down that way. I'm sure that's a rare, very rare event for balloon to do that. Normally I would think it just picks up the airstream from the northern hemisphere and goes from west to east. But in your case, yeah, that'll go towards over the Pacific and Australia.
Yeah, but I don't know if that counts as a going around the Earth. I'll have to minus instead of going around six times. I mean, it's only gone around five times because it's gone back. I have one balloon actually. Leave a pause here for a second. Yeah, I have one of the adopted balloons. That was in mid-Pacific, and then 2 days later it was over Toronto, which is quite a vast. That's almost like 1,500 kilometers, if my math is right. Over.
Yeah. I'm not sure that sounds quite right. You said 1,500 kilometers, more like 15,000 kilometers. And that would be kind of quick, wouldn't it? I wonder if maybe the information, if the information was just wrong about its location in the first place. Over.
I think what I'm going to do nowadays, especially the ones that are adopted, I think I'm going to take a picture of the day they show up, and then whatever the next day that day, 2 days, and then just go to Google Earth and then just measure the distance and as the crow flies, they're over.
Yeah, good idea. As ham radio operators, we're obsessed with distance. I know I am. Excuse me. I know I am. Ooh, had a peanut butter sandwich a few minutes ago, and you know the result. Yeah, that's a good idea, Emil. That way you could keep a record.
Yeah, at least to the six balloons that are adopted, that way I can have a closer degree of accuracy when how much they travel and that sort of stuff. Anyway, we'll